Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
According to your faith, said Jesus Christ, be it unto you. What a statement. He was talking to a man who had been blind from birth. Now, this was no mere psychological stunt, no sleight-of-hand trick. Here was a man who had never seen the blue clouds float by, or the smile of a child, or the thin wisp of smoke as it curled over a hut in a distant village. In the same measure you believe, it will happen to you. Is it merely the power of positive thinking, the teaching that believing will make it happen? Or is there something missing entirely? Now, Jesus was talking to a man who couldn't be helped by medical science. Unlike some people's physical problems stemming from psychosomatic causes, this man was totally without hope in the natural. He was blind. No amount of positive mental gyrations could change that fact. Yet Jesus flatly asserts that what he wants will happen in relationship to his faith. Faith in whom? Faith in what? This blind man's faith rested in a person, Jesus Christ. His perspective was that of a child who had been promised something by a loving father who could be trusted, and be very sure what the blind man wanted was exactly what he asked for. His eyes were opened, and he saw. Now, those things just don't happen. They were contrary to the laws of nature, contrary to human experience, contrary to everything that men knew to be true. Nevertheless, his faith in God produced the impossible. May I put it in very plain English? It is so easy for us to assume that things such as I have just described never happen today. It's intellectual to be convinced that a man who is blind remains blind unless medical surgery can restore his eyesight. It is the tendency of the unregenerated person to assume that God further is not interested in our condition if there is a God. But the eyes of faith recognize that there is a totally different perspective, a totally different realm, a different set of rules, one which knows no impossibility. It is the life of faith, a faith that rests simply in God's power to do for us what medical science cannot deliver. There is a theme found in both the Old and New Testaments, which, like a haunting refrain, keeps coming to my mind. This is a question that on two occasions God put to men and women. To Sarah, who had been promised a son when she was an old woman, well beyond the age of childbearing, the Lord asked, "Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Later, God put the same question to Jeremiah. "Behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me?" Now, how would you answer that? Dare you on the wings of faith to be so bold as to believe God for the impossible? According to your faith, Jesus said, be it unto you. The secret is faith in the Almighty and in His power. Not faith in wishful thinking, not simply uneducated presumption or hocus pocus. Martin Luther put it like this: faith is a lively, reckless confidence in God. George Mueller defined it, saying, it is the confident assurance that what God has said in His Word is true, and that you can act upon it. For what do you need to trust God? Putting a marriage back together? Bringing your business back from chaos? Regaining your health? Then ask yourself, is there anything too hard for the God of all flesh?
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.